Steve Jobs once said, "We're here to put a dent in the universe." Well, fintech has certainly put a dent in the financial services industry over the past few years. This podcast series focuses on the story of those individuals who took Jobs' advice, the dent makers, if you will. This is the Fintech Five. Today we have Jesse Podell. We're here in New York at the Rise space. Jesse, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
How are you? I'm doing well. Jesse's sporting the greatest beard I've ever seen for a fintecher. So congratulations.
That's amazing.
It is amazing, isn't it? So Jesse's with Startup Bootcamp. Jesse, can you give us the 30-second pitch on Startup Bootcamp?
Startup Bootcamp is a global accelerator family. On the fintech side of things, we're in New York, Singapore, and London, and we have an insurance-only program in London. And basically, we take 10 teams for a 13-week program once a year, and we're supported by industry players, and we provide them with everything they need to grow and advance and connect and turn into, hopefully, the next great growth stage startups in fintech.
And how long have you been in New York? How long has the Startup Bootcamp been in New York?
Our program's about 10 weeks old. We announced this program around Labor Day of 2015. And announced our cohort on March 18th.
And so when you announced, because I was actually part of this in Atlanta, you guys did a whirlwind trip across the U.S. How many different cities?
13.
13 cities in what period of time?
2.5 months.
2.5 months. And that's when you grew the beard, folks.
That's when it became gray.
Yeah, that would do it. Do you remember exactly how many different startups or companies went through that program?
This is called our Fast Track Series. It's basically like a roadshow for the accelerator, but it's also a way of getting community together in fintech in cities where maybe they don't have a lot of fintech meetups. Like in New York, we have one every week. It was 240 companies.
Wow. Yeah, I remember I was with you in Atlanta as one of the mentors, and you were nearing the end of the road trip. And I don't think you had seen your home in, I don't remember how many weeks.
It was brutal, man. I found out that my wife was pregnant when I was in Toronto. I found out over FaceTime. She just couldn't keep a secret. I don't blame her. Why should she have to live with it for like 10 days until I get home?
Oh, that is hilarious. Well, the program, though, was really good. I mean, what were you most surprised about in doing that tour from the companies you saw?
Oh, well, I would say I was delighted more than anything to go to certain emerging ecosystems where fintech isn't necessarily the thing yet. And I'm not just saying this because you're in the room. I actually say this a lot. I think Atlanta has a ton of upside, and it's got mentors that really want to be deployed and just needs a little bit more nurturing to the ecosystem. But Brazil blew me away. People are innovating. People are excited. The quality of companies, as you saw, it's a total range. We had people that would never do our accelerator because they've raised too much money or they feel that they're too far ahead. And we had some sort of head scratchers as well. We get about 20% of our companies through these fast tracks. I was just delighted with what's happening with the ecosystems. I'm really excited next year to go to even less picked over places, maybe Seattle, Austin, Montreal, Monterrey, Mexico, all over the Americas, which is really my focus.
Yeah, I mean, I was pleasantly surprised by the quality of the folks we saw in Atlanta. And like you said, the range. Looking back at that, what's the one or two key messages you would give back to these founders about in their early stage, what they should be doing and focusing on?
Oh, God. I mean, this is what I'm in the crux of for the last 10 weeks. Where do I begin? If you're presenting to people for the first time, okay, I mean, this is pretty basic stuff, but maybe just take a little TLC to your deck, right? And, you know, have a deck that is appropriate for 2016, not something that looked like it came, from a bank or a consulting company with 1,000, lines of copy on each slide, and nothing too ugly either. Let's move forward with the decks, and this way people aren't sort of fixated on how ugly your decks are, and you might actually be a little bit more presentable for people. And when you're pitching to people, I think being upfront and candid about the stage that you're at and the help that you need brings you a long way. Because at the end of the day, we chose teams based on the team, right? People who are uniquely positioned to execute on the problem that they are attacking, people that you want to work with, people that are coachable. And that applies to me and for early stage seed VCs as well. They want people who will listen and want to learn and want to grow. And arrogance is a big no-no. You know, thinking you know it all, you may not have any customers. you're far from hiring anybody. You're far from raising any cash. So that's just a big turnoff.
Yeah, I normally do a rapid fire session, but I got to be honest, that little rant you just gave, we won't call it a rant. That little insight, we'll call it a rant because you got that big beard and you look like you're, you know, just came out of the wilderness. That was fantastic.
Okay.
So I think that in itself, you don't have to do the rapid fire, Jesse, because it was so dang good. Congratulations.
Awesome, man.
How long are you going to grow the beard? That's the rapid fire.
You know, the beauty of this situation is that my wife, Rachel, is down with the beard, and she may let me go through demo day. It'll be real Grizzly Adams.
Rachel's pregnant and tired. That's why you're allowed to have the beard. It'll come off the second that kid comes out. Thank you very much, Jesse.